I had never heard of the term peak oil. And the more I read, the more all the craziness that seems to have taken over the world in the last 5 years made makes perfect sense when you understand what peak oil is. And it all sort of hit me that the true scope of the situation is that the average American doesn't the idea of how big this is, they have no idea. And we're gonna get into this, of course, tonight. And I was sitting there one day at my computer, and it all hit me, the true scope of this and what it means for the industrial world, and how massive of an effect it's going to have on all of our lives in the years to come.
Well, and you're right, because so many of us really never question these commodities and how they get to us, be it oil, natural gas. We just always assume they're going to flow. I've been a proponent of an alternative energy, trying to get us into hydrogen or something else. We'll talk about that later on as well, Matt. But you're right. Most people just use it and don't really think about if it's going to be there tomorrow.
Right, right. Pumps there, it's all good.
Those statistics that I mentioned about Saudi Arabia, the fact that, you know, they're pumping 8 million barrels a day, that they've got reserves of 250 billion barrels. And then I did a little mathematics here and found that under today's production rate, it could last about 80 years. Of course, the rate will probably increase, but is that about accurate, you think?
Well, the issue, actually, the world consumes about 75 billion barrels per year. America consumes 25 to 30 of that. So they really got actually a lot less than 80. Now, the issue, though, is not when are we going to run out of oil. We will probably never run out of oil. We will probably still be using oil for something 100 years from now. The issue is, when do we hit the peak and thereafter for the rest of eternity essentially decline?
Okay, now why is that important? Okay. And why don't you give us your definition of peak oil?
Okay, all oil production, whether it's on in an individual field, in a nation, or in the world as a whole, follows a bell curve. Now, the actual bell curve differs a little bit for each nation, but for the sake of simplicity, your listeners can just imagine a bell curve. Now, on the upslope of that bell curve, oil is the oil is a very high quality. It's very easy and inexpensive to extract. On the downslope of that curve, the oil gets very expensive and it's of much lower quality.
Okay.
Now, the peak of that bell curve coincides at the point where you've used up approximately half of the oil. Now, it's estimated that the Earth was endowed with 2 trillion barrels of oil. And we've used up, since 1850, approximately 1 trillion. Now, we'll never know for sure when we hit the peak until 3 to 5 years afterwards, because even on the upslope of the curve, oil production will sometimes drop for any number of reasons.
And is it possible that the estimate of what the total reserves might have been could be dramatically off in either direction?
It's possible, but it's looking more and more like it's less than what we've said. And in fact, the Saudi Arabia, just to use them as an example, well, I'll use Saudi Arabia and the United States Geological Survey. The OPEC, the amount of oil that they're allowed to export is based on what they say their reserves are. Back in the late 80s, all of the OPEC countries, that law got put in place in the late 80s, and as soon as it got put in place, all of the OPEC countries all of a sudden had their reserves just magically increased. Okay, so if Saudi Arabia says they've got 250 billion in reserves, you can pretty much bank that they have a lot less than that.
Ah,
likewise,
right.
The United States Geological Survey, and this is a quote from their 2000 report on world oil reserves. Where'd it go?
And while you look for that, I remember doing an interview years ago with an individual who had written a book about the amount of oil possibly underneath the ocean floor, and he said there's enough oil there to last 100,000 years.
Right, Thomas Gold, the Depot Bio.
Yes.
Okay, well, I can come back to the quote from the United States Geological Survey, but basically what they say, they figure out how much they openly admit that they cook their books. They say, we figure out how much you guys are going to use, and then we tell you that that's how much we've got. Thomas Gold, his theory is that essentially, instead of oil being fossil fuels, non-renewable, that's actually a renewable resource, and it's constantly renewing itself. Now, all of the oil fields that he studied back in the 80s to produce that book are now essentially empty. If his theory was correct, United States domestic oil production would not be at 50 to 70% of what it was back when we peaked back in 1970.
That's true. It would have continued to flow.
Exactly. Now, who knows, maybe they're replenishing themselves, but at such a small rate that it's inconsequential compared to the amount that we use.
Right.
So his theory has essentially been debunked by everybody in the industry. Peak oil is accepted by pretty much by essentially everybody. The only difference of opinion, some folks, most wildly optimistic estimates say we'll hit it in the year 2030. More realistic ones say that we're right on that flat part of the bell curve, that what's called the oil plateau. We've been there since the year 2000, and we're about by the year 2010, more likely 2007, we're going to go down that downslope.
And how will we really know where we are then on the curve?
Well, like I said, we know the most wildly optimistic estimates come from the United States Geological Survey, which say it's going to be about 2030. Pretty much, if you look, pretty much anybody else says it's going to happen sometime between the year 2004 and 2010. And you can look at a number of things. The energy return on energy invested in terms of how much money you're having to expend to get the oil back. You look at the estimated reserves. You look at like the fact that oil production has dropped every year since the year 2000. So it's looking more and more like we've already hit the peak. So like I said, even if the optimists are correct, we're going to hit the peak in 20 years, and that alone is an extremely serious problem.
And that comes up pretty fast. Matt, are they factoring in other countries that are beginning to develop that use oil? And, of course, China, for example, has an insatiable appetite for oil. But what about in 10 years there's going to be other countries probably using oil more than they are now? Do they factor that in?
Well, in terms of oil production essentially mirrors oil discovery 40 years after the fact. And this is actually the gentleman who came up with the idea of peak oil. His name was M. King Hubbard, and he accurately predicted that America would their oil would peak in 1970. Our domestic oil discoveries peaked in 1930. 40 years later, production peaked. What you might be confusing there is production versus consumption. So all these countries, like you mentioned, China, and this is where we're going to run into severe problems. We're heading on the downslope of the production curve, but demand keeps going up. So if you can imagine a bell curve, let's say the year of two, just for the sake of simplicity, say that the year 2000 was the peak.
Okay.
In the year 2020, oil production will be approximately what it was in 1980. Now, oil demand, though, if you were to overlay on top of that bell curve, more of like an L-shaped curve where it just sort of keeps going up and up and up, that's the demand level. And we're going to have 8 billion people in the year 2020, but only the amount of oil that we had for 4 billion.